ate something and it just wouldn't stay down, you'd say.
We called it throwing up. I said I vomited, and it was all over my clothes.
But when you were little, you
threw up. Yeah, that's right. They're throwing up.
Did you ever hear any crude terms for that? Any ways that people might have joked about it?
I can't remember any other word for it, only just that we used. Vomit.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. How?
Upset stomach. We have just our Sunday service, which is just the preaching service from their Sunday school's at 10, and their preaching is at begins at 11, it's usually over 12. Well, once a year they have Communion Day, which is where they serve the bread and the wine. And then once a year they have homecoming, where they carry dinner, and the members and people that have been members there and old friends all get together and have lunch at noon.
You said they're members, how did they get to be members of the church?
Well, they are profession of faith and baptism. The Baptist, when I comes out and you have to get it all. Churches.
Church.
Yeah.
He said
if they had a good education, was called to preach, it was all right. But if they went to school and made a preacher. Now, I knew a boy, he's Deborah's age, is Mr. Price's son. He was the super at the mill. And he was going to have to go in service. Now, I've got nothing, I don't got no beef about that, because anything except just come out and tell a story to keep mine out, I would have done it if I could have sent him to school or something. And he went, they put him in a seminary school to make a preacher. Well, that kept him out. Now, I don't know what kind of feller Jim Price was. He's probably a good boy, and it was good. I mean, any way that you can help in the Lord's work, the gospel, carrying the gospel or the message, whatever you want to call it, or if you teach, I think that's good, and I've got no beef about it. But you can take a preacher that's called to preach. Now, my brother, I put all the confidence in the world in him, because his daily life measures out. And he didn't have no more education than I've got, but he's pastored churches, and he's a good man. I mean, he lives it. And I believe the Lord called him. The Bible says many will be called, but few chosen. And I think a way that a lot of them is called is probably some of them to be teachers.